Welcome to the PiTech Solutions podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries. I'm Mike.
And I'm Alex. This week, we're focusing on banking, and there are some major developments worth discussing.
Let's start with the regulatory backdrop, because banking tech priorities are being shaped by a few big forces at once: capital rules, data sharing expectations, and a rapidly evolving view of AI risk.
Exactly. Banks are navigating transformation while their regulators are effectively saying, move fast, but keep it explainable, auditable, and resilient. And those three words are doing a lot of work.
On the capital side, U.S. banking regulators just advanced a package of proposed rules aimed at lowering capital requirements across bank sizes. The proposals include updates tied to Basel III endgame implementation, changes to the G-SIB surcharge calculation, and tweaks to how certain exposures are risk-weighted under the standardized approach.
Right. And one detail that jumped out: the Federal Reserve staff memo described an estimated reduction in aggregate Common Equity Tier 1 requirements, roughly mid-single digits for large banks, and a larger percentage reduction for smaller banks. It's still a proposal, but it signals the direction of travel: recalibration, simplification, and more focus on alignment between capital frameworks and actual risk.
And there's a design theme here: reduce duplicated calculations and complexity. Bank Policy Institute coverage of Vice Chair for Supervision Michelle Bowman highlighted a key feature she previewed: eliminating duplicative risk-based capital calculations for the largest banks by establishing a single approach, rather than forcing parallel frameworks.
For technology leaders, that matters because capital and liquidity regimes drive how you waddle balance sheets, allocate funding, and even justify modernization investments. If capital treatment becomes more consistent and less duplicative, it can create room to rationalize platforms and reporting, especially the data infrastructure behind risk calculations.
Which brings us to data. Open banking and data sharing expectations are still in motion. A federal court order temporarily halted enforcement of the CFPB's Section 1033 financial data sharing rule while the CFPB reconsiders the regulation and works on a replacement.
That pause doesn't mean banks can't ignore consumer permission to data sharing. It means requirements might shift, timelines might change, and interpretations might tighten around privacy and security. The practical takeaway is to build your data sharing capabilities with strong consent management, granular access controls, and audit trails, so you're prepared regardless of the final form of the rule.
Now, the big story many risk teams are watching is AI governance. In February, the U.S. Treasury released two resources specifically to guide AI use in financial services: a shared AI lexicon and a financial services AI risk management framework that adopts the NIST AI RMF to financial services realities.
That's significant because it nudges the industry toward a common language and a lifecycle view of AI risk, things like accountability, transparency, resilience, and consistent oversight. And for regulated banks, that can translate quickly into expectations during exams. Show me the inventory of AI use cases. Show me controls. Show me monitoring. Show me testing evidence.
So let's connect these threads. If you're a CIO, CTO, or head of data, you're likely asking, how do we modernize fast enough to compete while also making compliance and auditability easier, not harder?
And the answer is usually not buy another tool. It's design the foundation. That's where approaches like regulatory-first cloud architecture and data governance come in.
PiTech has been writing about this very directly, especially the idea that cloud for banks can't be treated as lift and shift. In their recent piece on cloud strategy and architecture for financial institutions, they emphasize building landing zones that embed baseline controls and setting up data lineage auditors can actually trust.
Data lineage is one of those topics that sounds academic until you're in an exam and someone asks, where did this number come from? Which systems touched it? And who approved the transformation logic? If you can answer that in minutes, your operating model looks mature. If it takes weeks, your risk exposure is real.
And if you're trying to deploy AI, especially Gen AI, lineage and governance are no longer optional. The model might be impressive, but the question becomes, can you prove what data it was trained on, what it can access, how prompts are logged, how outputs are reviewed, and how drift or bias is monitored?
Exactly. This is where compliance-first AI isn't a slogan. It's a set of engineering decisions. Keep sensitive data in controlled environments, implement role-based access, maintain immutable logs, and build human-in-the-loop workflows for high-impact decisions.
Let's make this tangible with a scenario. Say a bank wants to use Gen AI to help analysts summarize policy changes and map them to internal procedures. Done poorly, you risk data leakage or hallucinated guidance. Done well, you can use controlled document stores, retrieval augmented generation, and validation steps so that outputs cite internal policy sources and flag uncertainty.
Exactly. This is where the compliance first AI isn't a slogan. It's a set of engineering decisions. Keep sensitive data in controlled environments, implement role-based access, maintain immutable logs, and build human-in-the-loop workflows for high-impact decisions.
Another place this shows up is mergers and acquisitions. Consolidation has been accelerating, and the riskiest part of many bank deals is technology and data migration. Pytech's recent article on migration risk in bank mergers argues that the merger's value often hinges on executing the integration, preserving audit trails, preventing downtime, validating data at scale.
Love it. Here's move one. Create an AI and analytics inventory that is tied to business impact and regulatory risk. If you can't list your models, who owns them, what data they touch, and how they're monitored, you can't govern them.
Move two. Treat audit evidence as a product. Automate it. That means centralized logging, consistent tagging, data lineage, and policy as code guardrails in cloud environments, so every deployment produces proof of compliance by default.
And move three, modernize the data backbone before you modernize the front end. Customer experiences matter, but they sit on top of data quality, integration, and operational controls. If your data platform can't support real-time controls, secure sharing, and explainable analytics, your innovation roadmap will stall.
One more point. These shifts aren't just about large banks. Mid-tier and regional institutions are facing the same expectations, often with fewer resources. That's why repeatable architectures and automation matter so much. Standard patterns reduce effort and reduce risk.
And the best time to design those patterns is before you're under pressure, before an exam, before a merger announcement, before a high-profile AI initiative goes public.
So if we summarize the week, capital frameworks may be recalibrated, data sharing rules remain in flux, and AI governance expectations are becoming more standardized. The consistent theme is governance by design. Build foundations that make the compliant path the easy path.
And if you take one idea away, modern banking is becoming a data and controls business as much as it is a financial business. The banks that win are the ones that can innovate and prove they did it safely.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about Pytech solutions, visit our website at pytechsol.com. Thanks and have a great day.